and all of the topics and not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replay Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza.
Your introversion that you have.
RaglanRadio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey of what it takes.
Yora Tatu. Good evening, everybody. It's me, your very flaky random rendezvous with Reza host. Didn't do my show last week, probably didn't feel like it. But we're back today with some new tunes. Basically all of my liked song list on Spotify. We're going to have Neil with us today as well for some Raglan Rage from the last 2 weeks. We're starting off with Lola Wolf with Whole House.
Got the whole hood, but I only hang on my block. Got the whole closet, but I only wear one top.
Was Lola Wolf with Whole House, and I didn't know that Lola Wolf consists of singer Zoe Kravitz, who we know is the absolute gorgeous daughter of Lenny Kravitz, and another guy that I don't know of and who we don't speak about because Zoe Kravitz is what matters in this ensemble. So it's an American R&B and electropop duo. So yeah, that song was a nice surprise. It's pretty basic but fun. And next up is Monoplay with Gotta Go.
Thank you. never thought I gotta go. One more time in this place, so you could see my soul. And you stop believing this. If you try, I'll burn. Connecting you with gold.
That was Niloufar Janja or Niloufar Janja with Hey from her Extraordinary Realms 2016 album. What a nice surprise that one was when I found her. She's a singer-songwriter from London, and she's described as indie rock, alternative rock, although I don't know if that song would really hit it. And before that, we had Monoplay, who are from Russia, with Gotta Go. And while I'm waiting for our beloved Son of Anthony, Funky Monkey, Neil Tolan to arrive to spread some Raglan Rage in all the good and the bad ways, here is Daniela Andrade with Puddles. Hope you're not in puddles after the rainy day.
Watch me dance around in puddles. Maybe I can walk on water. Tears really make it better. Hit me with the dash and combo. Sometimes hot, heavy sorrow. The pain still cuts like summer. Lost under trees like butter. Spread out these new colors. Think of how you said my name. Think of how we both said grace.
Oh,
Gretsch Massive with Sunken, a French DJ duo. And before that, we had Daniela Andrade. She is a Honduran-Canadian singer-songwriter, and she apparently became really famous by putting on YouTube videos covering songs from Beyoncé, Nirvana, and Edith Piaf, which I find a very interesting mix. And yeah, she's doing alternative indie. I always find it really hard when people describe their music as alternative indie, but so be it. Fine with me. It's 7:22 on this now windy but not rainy afternoon in Raglan. Thank fuck it stopped raining. And you're listening to Rendezvous with Reza for another hour-ish, I'd say. And I can't wait for Neil to come to spread some Raglan rage. I know we got a bit going on. And until then, here's French 79 and Kid Francescoli with Love and Feeling. Maybe you can get some love and feeling.
Jungle, where I wait for love. You.
Was Zimmer and Panama with White Flowers. And that is, so Zimmer, or Zimmer, how I would pronounce it in German, is a French producer, and Panama is the singer. He's Sydney-based, apparently, and they had a collaboration called White Flowers, which is this beautiful song. And next, I always like to make wishes come true. This is what we do here at Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And I actually had that, well, it's not a band, but yeah, had them on my radar, so, but not the song. So shout out to my love, Islam. Hello there, Bebe. This one's for you, The Blaze with, oh God, how you pronounce that? Viral? Well, something like that.
Thank you. Over the Fence with Craig Mitch.
Wednesdays at 12:30.
Agriculture, permaculture, horticulture, or the culture. Replayed at Free FM Hamilton and podcast at raglanradio.com.
You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Over the Fence Podcast.
Over the Fence, delving into innovations in the primary sector, biological farming, mental health, and more with Craig Mitch.
12:30 Wednesdays on 98.1.
When in the West, listen to the best. Raglan Community Radio, 98.1.
And we're back here with Ren. Oh, shit. I love doing that, to not press the pause button and just have the music keep going. Anyhow, this is Community Radio. This happens. You're back for your random rendezvous with Reza. I'm Reza. And it's time for your favorite segment, dare I say, of the week.
I didn't check anything, but here we go.
I think Aaron made some changes to that. where it says at the end, I didn't check everything, but here we go. What? What? I don't remember that one.
Vision 3, is it?
Huh?
Vision 3?
Is your mic working?
My mic on?
So I don't know. Shall we check the other one?
Is that one working?
Yeah, I think that's better.
Oh, welcome.
That's the no, that's the second one.
Mic.
It was me. No, it was me. No, use the other one. Use that one.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, sorry.
It was me.
Oh, we on air now. Oh, we are live on air. Normally we practice the mics beforehand.
Oh,
but,
we do. So
but some of it's good for everyone to realize what goes on behind the scenes.
Nothing.
Yes. So we just sat here and looked out the window and
don't know
didn't
shit
test
about
the
anything.
Mics.
Exactly. With me, as you might have heard, is, as every week, our dearest son of Anthony, funky monkey, Neil Tolan.
Thank you
for coming.
What a wonderful welcome.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the clap the hands, but you just get a squish.
That's all right.
That's fine. Next time I find the laughter or something.
Maybe after a joke.
Yeah.
If there's any.
If there is any.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not particularly funny people, I'd say.
No. No. We like to take this seriously, and what's going on in the sport, we want to take it very seriously because
it's a serious business.
There is some serious stuff going on there, and you should all be ashamed.
I mean, everybody uses the regular notice board for serious business, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so shall we get into it? For those of you who do not know what we're doing here, every week we're collecting the best of the best from our Reglan community Facebook page, where people go on little tantrums here and there or have some serious business to complain about. And we just analyze it, you know, and see what's the psychology behind it.
And just celebrate it, really,
celebrate,
don't we?
Celebrate
the diversity of the comments.
Mm. And see if we can help, you know, maybe we can help.
Like today, for instance.
Yeah, what's going on?
We had an issue. The driver of a blue Rev4 learned to drive properly. That was in capitals. Your driving of 100K, then 80, 60, 50 might have been funny to you, but can cause accidents, especially when it's slippery roads.
Mm.
I kind of think maybe 50 around a corner, maybe.
I think that's... It was raining. So, of course, you're going to adjust your driving speed to the conditions, right?
Unless they were going, you know, just on a straight piece of road, then going
to
stop.
From 100 to 50. That would be quite funny. Why would you? Maybe he was trying out what the motor can do. You know, maybe new car, trying to see what it cannot do.
I did have some cars, you know, you're driving and the petrol's a bit blocked and it kind of, you're driving along one speed and then it's like, and it slows down.
Yeah, that would be also worrisome.
But a few comments there. But those are the speed limits on the divvy. Actually, some are 45s.
Is there a speed limit on the divvy? I've never seen a
There's
speed
probably
limit.
Probably a guide for corners, like
is there
the best appropriate way to take the corner.
Oh, no.
There'll be a sign there that will look out for next time you're driving.
Well, apparently I'm not looking at those.
So as you go around the corner, sometimes it gives you the best.
Yeah, in yellow. I have seen those, but I don't think it's on the divvy, is it?
Might not be on the divvy.
Please send us your comments about that comment.
Do you mean around the corners with someone else?
Yeah, corners. You go 50 around a corner. You can't go 100.
We followed behind a car, pulled over to let car pass on two blind corners. Unsafe. And probably that is the best way if you are having some difficulties. Just
with somebody behind you,
pass.
You mean?
Yeah, yeah. You know, they're right up your...
Your butt.
Your butt. And they've got some curves. Someone put up some
somebody actually
curve
put
warning
on
signs.
Some signs
which is great.
There.
So that's what you normally
Look
see.
Look at that. Yeah, I know
going
that.
Around 35.
Mm-hmm. Or 45 or 55
Could
or
be not. I actually have seen one... For 95 once. And I was like, what was the point? What is
great.
The point of that?
Oh, you should have taken a picture. That's
I should have.
Glorious. And 95. Then post it on the notice board and be like, I need the sign.
Why?
Here in Raglan.
5Ks. What is
yeah, that's
the
a bit,
point?
Yeah.
But maybe it is a situation where if you go 100, you will roll. But 95 will be safe.
Yeah.
So it's just good to see the driving one in there again this week.
Yeah, I mean, you do need... your average driving complaint in there. Otherwise, it was not a good week on the notice board, I'd say. Yeah.
And speaking of cars, we might have done this one last week. I can't remember. Or a few
we
weeks
weren't
ago. Oh,
on
no, we
air
weren't,
last
so we
week
didn't do
I
it.
Was a lazy
That's fine, but we
person.
Do have one from our good mate. How many Ford Falcons in Raglan asking for a friend?
So I did not understand that. Is it just a kind of taking the pee out of how many Ford Falcons we have in Raglan that there are so many?
I think there is. I think there has been an increase.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it is them causing the, like, if I click on that little video.
The donuts.
Yeah, there's a little video on there and someone is doing a bit of a slidies.
Yeah, cute.
There you go.
It is usually the Fort Falcons that do that, hey?
Yeah.
Weird, fancy
there
looking.
There it goes. Look at
oh,
that.
Oh, that's a nice. Yeah, you guys, whoa, you check that. It's from a week ago. Some really nice, how you call it, swiveling? Yeah.
And so the other night, as she was driving home quite late on Saturday night, and she drove past Tuku, and there was a lot of those kind of cars at the petrol station.
Maybe it was a Ford Falcon reunion.
Yeah, but then I carried on, and there was lots of fog, but it wasn't fog, just down the road.
It was
like they've been, and lots of tire marks on the ground, so I just think they must have, and then...
And it just sat there.
It sat there. It did quite
what do you
cool.
call that? The
mist of... Rubber.
What's the thing that's coming out?
Smoke. There is a word for it.
Yeah.
If you can give us a call on what's the number again?
The number is 825-0268. Give us a call or text us and let us know what the thing that comes out of the car and leaves the donut.
Tire, tread, burning
smoke.
Rubber, some people call it.
What is that called?
And then we've got some comments in there of another car. But some good Ford Falcon. Can't
support.
Handle the mighty Holden. There you go. Keeping Raglan real.
Right.
Too many.
You not
definitely
enough.
You definitely voted National was one comment.
Oh, my.
So only 600 of them, apparently. Heaps in Mexico was another comment.
Do they have a lot of Ford Falcons in Mexico?
I'm not too sure. If you can give us a call, if you
if
are
you've
from
been
Mexico.
In Mexico. Oh, you've been recently. I know two friends of mine who've been recently in Mexico. Maybe they know Ford Falcons.
So there we go. Another comment. If we are going forward in life, definitely could do with more Ford, even for work choice, Ford Ranger all the way. Not enough. So there's a few Fords out there. I was expecting a few more Holden people to come through, but maybe they were just busy.
Well, what I was waiting for is the most generic Ford joke ever.
Yeah.
Ford, fix or repair daily.
Yeah,
you know,
always
that's
the,
what it stands
Ford
for.
Found in a rubbish dump.
I've never heard that one before. Okay. Well, that's new.
So the lovely, lovely comments. Thank you, everyone, for...
supplying the content for this grandiose show.
It's really great. And I hope you are having a great evening out there listening to The Wireless.
Yeah. Wireless?
That's what we used to call them back in the day. Because there was a time before there was no TV and everyone sat around watching the radio.
Well, yeah, I remember that actually. I watched the radio as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just sitting there. And then waiting for the VJ to stop talking so you could record the songs, you know? And then you always had your songs cut at the front and at the end and it always sounded a bit weird. But that's how I... collected my first music.
It was good. And then I remember when they brought in high speed dubbing, so you could tape a tape really fast. It had the double cassettes and you could go boom.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Good times, eh? The quality was just not the best on the old tape. But
oh well,
we didn't know. Our ears were attuned and we thought it was cutting edge.
Great. Yeah. Hey, let's play a tune before we dive deeper into...
So get your tape recorders ready, press play and
press
record.
Press play and we might stop talking so you can
make sure you have taped over the little tab at the top of the tape so you can actually record. That used to be annoying when you were ready to go and then, oh, I haven't taken the...
And it needs to do the little red.
You had to cover it, eh? Oh, yeah, and then when you pulled it out, you locked it so no one could tape over it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Memories.
Memories just flooding back. So we were listening to The Blaze before, the French music duo, the DJ duo that you also know. And your
not
brother
personally.
Has met.
Yeah, they're great. I love their videos.
So let's just do another one. Here's Juvenile from The Blaze.
Great video.
Of their album Territory. Whoop, whoop. here on the radio.
98.1, best in the West.
Oh my God. Yeah, Random Rendezvous with Risa and Neil.
And Neil. And we're just talking Raglan Rage. Some good things happening on the Raglan notice board. Facebook, mm-hmm. If you're online in the social media space on the big WWW, the World Wide Web, we've got some great interaction with our lovely community and those around the place who talk about different things. On the Facebook page. So here's one. How's the new boat ramp at the wharf? There's some pictures of some... cracks on there.
Oh, damn.
And where are the control joints? Exactly, that's what I thought too. A concrete slab that large will always crack. It's inevitable, but that's why you put control joints in to control the cracking.
What are
cracking.
Control joints?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm pretty sure they're cut, special cuts maybe.
Okay.
But if that's not the answer, give us a call on 8250268
or text us or notice board us.
And it's concrete. It will crack no matter how many cuts or control joints you put in.
Okay.
You can't control concrete.
So that's just normal, the cracks. It's not a construction failure or anything. It's just
I think it's just maybe the
Ships
way
happen.
It probably dries and the sun. I don't know. People are probably going,
but hey, it's worth complaining about it.
Yeah, it is. right between the cracks. Not enough consultants involved.
As if.
Or engineers.
As if.
Control joint amateurs. I'm going to do a research on what is a control joint and really understand what that is. You're up early. The early bird gets the worm. Have you heard that saying before?
Yes, we have the same one in German.
It's not very good because the early worm gets eaten.
Yeah, so you shouldn't be.
So stay in bed, worms.
Yeah, worms. Gotta stay in bed. That's so smart. Never even
you know, so
that.
When if people say to you, the early bird, come on, get up. The early bird catches the worm. The early worm gets eaten. Stay in bed.
I always say the early bird can kiss my ass. Then it's, I don't care.
Yeah,
early.
That's a good reply too.
Right. Just no. Just no.
No steel reinforcing. I was working out that way and definitely had steel reinforced mesh, very thick and galvanized too.
Okay.
Why didn't they get you, Uncle Tom? So obviously someone knows what they're
doing. Let them know
doing.
On their page instead of moaning
nice.
Here.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some great comments there. I've already contacted council. So a bit of action there.
That was not specifically addressed to you. Oh, wow.
Heaps of money.
There's a lot of people having...
Looks like whoever constructed it was on the crack.
Gotta do some crack
who
jokes.
Laid that? The experts from Auckland laid that one. Auckland professionals sacked them. Need West Side Coasties to fix it.
That's crack up.
That's just crack up, yep.
See
just
what
talking
I did
about.
There?
Just
see
talking
what
about
I did there?
It. Yeah, I did. One guarantee concrete will crack. Have the government force the concrete to crack, not crack, and it will comply willingly. So there's some concrete stories there.
Yeah. If you need some more concrete stories, head to the
and that
notice
is, board. That was happening
there.
Down at the...
Wharf.
Down at the wharf. And the cracks actually...
Today?
Yeah, the cracks actually look quite nice, don't they?
It's a good one, yeah. It's a good crack.
It's quite arty.
Everybody
actually.
Needs a good
look
crack.
Look at that. That's quite cool, eh? Mm.
It's a nice little... what do you call that? I'm lacking words today.
Crack?
It's a nice little crack. Everybody should have a crack like that. No, that's not what I was trying to say, but it's fine. Never mind. Moving on.
Moving on. Just a reminder... When you're in a rush,
yeah, I have something to say about that.
Don't forget to use your handbrake when parking your car. Edit. The lady with the hatchback has made contact and apologized. All is sorted.
Guess who the lady is?
Not sure.
It's me.
Oh my goodness.
I forgot. I've never in 20 freaking years of driving forgot to use my handbrake. But
oh my goodness.
And then the car rolled back into his truck while I was inside. And the problem was I came out and three people pushed it back. And they said, oh, no damage done. Like, funnily enough, nothing happened. Nothing. I mean, my car looks like crap anyway, so who cares? But it was a big truck, so I kind of just, you know, little car on a big truck. And they were standing there being like, no, look, there's nothing on the truck. Yeah. It's amazing that nothing happened. And we were standing there for like 5 or 7 minutes And I was like waiting for the guy to come out to let him know, hey, my car just ran into your truck. And he didn't. And they were like, no, seriously, there's nothing. Like, it's all good. You can go. Like, nothing happened to this car. You won't even notice. So I left.
Yeah, you
thinking
left.
It'll be fine.
It'll be all sweet. And then, it's all fixed.
That was the edited version, right? There was way more about,
true.
Hey, if you would have stopped, we could have chatted about this over coffee.
Yeah.
Jokes on you. There's CCTV, blah, 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 blah. So he was really upset, as he should be. You know, because I shouldn't have just left. So I was like agonizing and immediately texting him and be like, oh my God, dude, I'm so sorry. I should have known better and sticked around. I thought there was no damage. Yeah, we sorted it out. It's all good. No hot feelings.
Well, there you go. See, it happens to us. It happens to us all. And I did not know that.
We all make mistakes.
Was the case. There you
and
go.
And then you just stand up for him and be like, yep, I screwed that one up. And sorry.
So the moral of the story is?
What is the moral? Story.
Always put your handbrake on.
Well, yeah, that's certainly the moral of that story. Stay around if you cause an accident. Don't just freaking leave.
Well, that's a sign. I've just lost the comments because we do need to go through some of those comments. Let me
from that. There were not that many, finally. I thought that's going to... So I didn't even read the whole post because I was too terrified. I just saw the first hatchback and I was like, oh my God, that's me. Oh my God, that's me. And then just couldn't read it anymore and just immediately texted him. And I was like, well, we're going to talk about it at the show anyway, so there's no point in me reading this right now. And I'm a bit gutted that it's edited because it doesn't show the whole
post. Doesn't show the whole picture of the...
of the devastating information. And now I lost it again on my phone. I just had it here.
Well, that's great. You actually appeared on the regular notice board.
Oh, we have appeared a few times in one form or shape. Bex has been working hard on that. Yeah. So that was that. That was interesting. I mean, honestly, I've never felt so embarrassed. Even without... it wasn't... my name wasn't mentioned. I could have just ignored the whole thing.
But people knew.
Well, no. Now people might. But just the idea that I made it on the notice board with such a... terrible, terrible news story.
That is, good, that
like,
is a good story. You've done well on that one. You really have.
Yeah, I was very... I drove home from Foursquare crying, yeah, because I was so, like, ashamed for the whole shebang. But anyways, it's sorted. It's all good. No hard feelings.
So it can happen to us all, you know, no matter what you're doing. You
and
can
I'm pretty perfect, so, you know.
Hmm.
It can happen to perfect people. Except that only thing. Other than that, I've never done anything wrong, so you can quote me on that.
Well, that's not bad. That's very good. Good work.
Pretty good
there.
Rap sheet. Yep, yep, yep.
So just going through a few of the Raglan. We've got one here.
We had no mobile data at some point this week. I don't know if you noticed because you might have been in Hamilton. But
could have been, yeah.
All day last week on Friday.
Well, interesting.
Yeah, I think there was a post about it on the notice board too saying, we have no... wonder why I had no data. And then, of course, a post from the outage information and then a few people posting. Is there an update, please? I mean, I was home with Wi-Fi, so I didn't really care. So that was exciting.
That is exciting because it's really hard to, when you don't have data or the internet's off, it's really hard to know what to do.
For an hour or so.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I think it was all day.
Yeah, for a day, it's kind of, it's, you know, what do you do? Like,
read? Ugh. Talk to people? Ugh.
Can't do that.
No. Like real life conversations? I like my conversations digital.
I like
just
my...
saying.
Yeah, digital and recorded.
Yeah.
That way it's a clear conversation. And you've got proof of conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can go back and say, no, no.
No, you said this.
28th of September, you said 3 o'clock. We'd meet for coffee.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. You have been there since 12.
Mm. Totally. That's that one.
Or
oh, yeah,
posts.
I see this one. That was very interesting. I was really confused about that one.
All right, so we've got, what Edmund, what is wrong with my post?
Because apparently that person's name, whenever it appears, all of their posts get immediately turned off, if it's the one that I'm thinking of.
So obviously there's something going wrong with the posts.
Yeah. Or maybe it's not. No, I don't think it's that person. I think it was another person that said... every post I make immediately gets deleted. And they're like, yeah, for some reason you're in the algorithm that anything coming from you is like, no. And I think the admin had no idea of how it happened. But yeah, maybe we should
very
get Jake
interesting,
back
isn't
in.
It? It's very interesting.
Get Jake back in and ask. Well, I think it's conspiracy.
Yeah.
100%.
I'd say it's definitely someone's out to get him.
Yeah, for sure. should definitely be worried. Right? Are we just like screwing up people and then there's a...
Maybe we should all post up tonight. Edmund, what is wrong with my post?
Ooh, a flash mob, an online flash mob.
Boom, 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 boom. We'd be like, Jake, whoa, what is happening?
Jake, watch out for all our posts.
What is happening
What's
with my
happening
post?
With the post? And Jake's like, I don't know, Racer. What is happening with your
freaking
post?
I did a post trying to give away lots of cool stuff. It didn't go up.
You just deleted it. Yeah. Anyhow. Oh, what's that?
So this is posting on behalf of someone. Two white marble lion statues were stolen from his property in Raglan West last night. Approximately 40, 25, 50 centimetres. Very heavy each of a standing lion with front feet elevated, similar to the ones in the photo. These are not hugely valuable, but of great sentimental value to the person, Shane. It's public domain.
Yeah.
Who brought them back from Vietnam. Oh, cash reward offered for the return or the information leading to the return of these statues in an undamaged condition. And they look quite cool.
Okay, see, I was about to say, wow, they're hideous. Thank God they're gone. But
no, they're sentimental value.
It's just me. Yeah, yeah, sentimental value. I get that.
So there's two statues and looks like they've got some wording Shutterstock across the front of them.
Yeah. It's pretty unique, isn't it?
That's a big effort to grab those, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a lot of likes, 66. And 19 comments.
The lion wasn't sleeping that night, was
no,
it?
No, it wasn't. Well, it was, because it got stolen.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah, it was.
Sleeping. Huh. What an uproar.
I like it. That's very good. That's very clever.
Oh my god, it's terrible. Okay, so what are the comments doing for that one?
Bastards everywhere. Sorry to hear.
Bastards.
Karma will for sure. And obviously a lot of support there. Because it is stink when things like that go missing. That's not too good, is it?
No. And I get it to post it on a notice board and be like, hey, watch out if somebody has that in the garden, you know.
Let's find those lions.
Find the lions.
Let's go lion hunting.
Yeah.
So all
well,
the
I hope they get
lions?
Returned. As hideous as they are, I hope they get returned. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Just speaking of
that's
my
personal
mind.
Preference, though.
Yeah, totally.
Some people do like lions.
Sure, let's do an ad break here. That's a good one.
Kia ora whangaroa, this is your local captain Barlow of the Wahine Mui. Come and join us as we go around this beautiful whangaroa harbour and learn all about the Raglan history. We also have bookings for private parties, memorial events and family reunions. We can do it all on the water. Also, you can just rock up to the wharf for a lunchtime or sunset cruise. We've got a licensed bar and snacks, and you can check out our schedule at raglanboatcharters.co.nz. So hope to see you guys soon. Kia ora.
Raglan Fish is giving away corn fritters all through winter. Yeah! If you order a meal deal online or in person, Monday to Friday, you'll get a corn fritter for free. All you need to do is order a meal deal via the link on the Raglan Fish Facebook page or head on down to the wharf at the end of Wallace Street to make your order. See you at the wharf.
WTF 2024, the music showcase for rangatahi aged 13 to 18 is happening on Saturday the 12th of October in the Town Hall.
WTF? Doesn't that mean...
What the factory?
It means Whangaroa Talent Factory, and it's a concert to show off the young musical talent in our community.
It's an all-ages gig.
Food and drink will be available.
It's koha entry.
Doors open at 6 p.m.
See you there.
BizWorks, chartered accountants, working for your business right here in Raglan. As well as helping us out at Raglan Community Radio, BizWorks has been offering business advice and services to the local community since 2001. They should be the first people you call if you've got a new business venture or want to grow your existing business. They can provide business support, take care of your GST, provide zero training, and of course, end-of-year financial statements and tax returns. So whatever your needs, the answer is right here in Raglan, just around the corner on Wallace Street. Call BizWorks on 825-7050 or go to bizworks.co.nz. That's bizworx.co.nz.
You're listening to Irirangi o Whangaro, official station of the Maui Dolphin.
And you're listening to Rendezvous with Reza, and I still have Neil here with me. What we're going to do, a little local tune here with Raiki Ruawai, All I Need.
Waste away your broken glass. If I don't believe in God, would you walk the walk the way with me? All I need is you and I. Test me, I'm not taking chances. 'Cause I won't hold back mine if I feel broken promises. I don't mind. Thinking back to the time, sipping Kingies, rolling weed when we got caught in a tide. Passes by, it's no stranger in I. It's no stranger in I. So don't go taking.
Follow me.
Don't go chasing.
Follow me.
Run away. Calling me. That's all I need. Face to face, you're on my side. 'Cause we walked into the light. Through honesty and compromise. All I need is you and I. You and I. Thinking back to the time, sipping Kingies, rolling weed when we got caught in a tide. Passes by, it's no stranger in I. It's no stranger in I. Don't go taking.
Follow me.
Don't go chasing.
Follow me.
Run away. Calling me. That's all I need.
For maybe one or two more rageful Raglan notice board comments.
Yeah. And just to let everyone know that we aren't judging. We aren't pointing the finger saying,
oh, yes, we are.
Look at you. How deed. No. It's just about it's raising awareness
fun.
And it's all good fun and it's putting it out there. We've all seen it.
I mean,
it.
Good
we've
fun all, for us.
Yeah.
At least.
I mean, we're not teaching anyone anything new. Everyone's seen this.
Yeah.
Who are on social media.
Well, you're just making sure that if even the last person that listens to this radio show, which usually is only people in Berlin, know what is going on our Facebook page. It needs to be heard and seen.
Yeah.
And we just want to, you know.
And you can download the show, so it'll be in the vault. So
it'll be there.
You know, in 100 years, people can bring this up and go, oh, that's what they got up to.
Or like, you know, in history. It needs to be archived. This is like really important historical data that in 2 years' time you want to know what was the comment about the crack in the wharf. And then you look back to this show and you're like, there you all have it.
And what was the loud music down Robertson Street 100 years ago?
Yeah, true. And did other people complain about it? And then the comment, no, we don't. We're not complainers.
What we're talking about right now, it goes, hey, Raglan, just curious. Has anyone complained about the loud music playing down Robertson Street at midnight? Wasn't too loud where I'm staying, so I just went straight back to bed. But it was a bit loud when I went outside to check, and I don't know where it came from, so I'm just wondering.
So here's two things about this comment, right? First, he's basically asking if other people have complained, which makes me think that you want to complain, right? But then you say it wasn't really that loud where you are. So what is the whole freaking point of this whole post? I do not understand.
I mean, if that was me and, you know, you get out, you go outside and you have a listen – I get really annoyed when I hear loud music down the street.
Yeah, but it's usually coming from your friends.
And I haven't been invited.
You haven't been invited to the freaking party.
What is happening here?
Why am I friends not telling me?
Why is this loud music? And I can hear loud music and I haven't been told about this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got someone should start a Raglan Moaners page. I have a hunch it would go off, and they do
it
have
exists.
That. It does exist. That's on there. That's so they're up to 1.2K members of people moaning. I haven't been there for a while, so but maybe... Maybe next week we should actually jump on there and have a look.
We should. Yeah. Check out the Moaners page just for some fresh content.
Mm-hmm. Fresh meat.
Yeah.
WTF, LOL, name it Karen and Kevin's, LOL. I wish I found this page earlier.
Right.
Oh, that's talking about the Raglan Moaners.
Yeah.
Not in a big enough audience. It's Raglan, crack a tin, spark up a J, and enjoy free music.
I like Nikki's comment, Nikki Keys.
To answer your question, we're not really the complaining type.
We're spoken like a true musician.
And people are really keen to get to this party. Does anyone know what house the music was coming from by any chance? House is a feeling, and the house Jack built. Better than the Burnouts. Burnouts have come up again.
Oh, yeah. You can always bring them up in like the most random conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least on the notice board. Always gets you a few.
No, it was just me and my UE boom. Actually, UE booms can be quite loud.
Can be, especially the big ones. Mm.
That's Raglan for you. At my age, I've always enjoyed late night music. Better than domestic violence and road rage.
Oh,
hope you caught up on your beauty sleep.
Oh, you're so cute comparing the noise of domestic violence to a party.
I guess that's a positive. Like, that's the glasses.
Okay.
The glasses. Yeah.
Wow.
It's half full. Mm-hmm. Like, that's better
true.
Than that.
If that's, that's
Friday
where you
night,
have to
go. Build a bridge.
Wow. Far out, man.
Friday night, build a bridge. There was a band doing rehearsal. Heard they had a good setup too.
Rehearsal, there you go. Well, next time, just go over
some
there
great
and
comments here.
Check. What are you doing?
Phone noise control, please. We have all had enough. Why torment us with hideous noise? Some of us have health issues and need sleep, and we don't sleep all day and rave the night away.
Okay. Well, then this person can also call the noise complaining people.
So a bit of noise down.
Noise control is actually, what they call, not Amangard. They're the security firm. Well, there is a noise control number that you can call, and then they... It's really funny because then if there's more than two people complaining, then they send the cops out to say, hey, please turn down the music. Mm. If you don't do that within the next hour, then the police comes back.
Yeah.
And the only thing they can, again, do is like, oh, please turn your music off. And the third time the police has to come, they take away your music equipment. Mm. And that's all that happens. And I think if it's a reoccurring thing, then what council can do is send out monitoring officers to monitor how much decibel the noise is. Because there is people complaining about the fridge of the neighbor making too loud noises. So the monitoring officer, can you imagine, actually has to drive out and check the decibel of that noise to say...
How do you get those jobs?
Well,
that's a good little,
I mean, it's compared, you know, out. It's with other monitoring things that you do. That's noise monitoring is part of the monitoring thing you do. But I'm like, wow, you just have to talk to those complaining, moaning people all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, here's me taking your concern very seriously, and this is 0.5 decibel, so you're good.
Good action. But if you have a party, you can do a few things, you know, keep your doors closed, close the windows, keep the sound in.
Yeah.
You can put a mattress up behind the speakers to absorb as much as you can.
All those little eck thingies.
A lot of the time it's the crowd noise, eh? It's not necessarily the music.
And it depends where you are. When you are where you live, you know where it carries through the valley.
Yeah. Oh, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't know because I'm always at your parties, so.
Okay, so sorry,
but in
everyone.
General, if you live in a valley, then that carries.
Yeah, it carries on, doesn't it?
Well,
that's a bit of noise. And just the last one, bit of an odd question. Does anybody have any tadpoles or know where I can get them from?
What is a tadpole?
So a tadpole is like a little baby frog, isn't it? A little...
How do you spell? Can I see the word, please? Tadpole.
I used to click those as a kid.
I've never seen that before. They're
so
just
little baby frog. Fishy things.
No idea. Wait, where can you collect them?
You can kind of see
outside?
Them in little...
Oh, yeah? Swampy bits?
Yeah, kind of. They go around like little spoons.
Oh, are they like early stage frogs?
Yeah, early stage.
Kaukwapu is what we call it.
So someone looking, and that's not a rage, that's just a nice little post.
And did people say, yeah, I got heaps, just got them today?
I found a frog down by the church this afternoon. Look at that cool little frog just doing his thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hoppity hop.
Lick him, see what happens.
Used to be heaps in the school pool, but maybe gone now.
There's a pool at the school? They have a pool?
I think they do.
Regular area? Wow. Far out.
And Kitty says, hey, I love this. So that's a neat little post. A neat little way to round up. You know what they do when you watch the news and they have a nice good news story to end it? That's what we've done.
That's what we've done. Hey, but we can top it. Because what are you doing on the weekend, Neil?
Yes. We are going to WTF.
WTF? But what does it mean? Isn't it what
Fine, the talent factory?
What the factory?
We've got a youth music showcase at 6 p.m. in the Raglan Town Hall, Saturday, October the 12th. All ages,
yeah.
And it's a good show. Like
it's
you'll hear some
great
good
lineup.
Music,
yeah,
some cool bands, and it's really family friendly
ages.
And it's fun.
And the participating bands are between the age of 13 and 18, I think. Always surprising acts, I have to say.
Yeah, really good, really good talent.
The last couple of years were pretty good. Yeah.
The last few years have been amazing. And
you're emceeing, right?
Yeah, so I do have a helper as well.
Yeah, who's your co-MC?
Tane, so he goes to Raglan Area School. And
nice.
Just a younger little chap too. So I can take it a little bit easier. You know, I'm getting a bit older now. And
you got to give up the microphone to the next generation.
Yeah.
And are you practicing? Did you guys like check in?
We had a bit of a catch up and just just discuss what was happening on the night, a brief rundown.
Nice.
And we'll have a bit of fun and looking forward to it. Every year's great. Every year's been fantastic.
I hope I can make it. I do have other engagements, but I might pop down. Usually I help out at the door.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah, so everybody come down to the town hall October the 12th at 6 p.m. Should be good
Saturday
for the Fungaday.
Cool high entry.
Talent Factory. And we're going to say bye to Neil and hopefully see you next week. So Racer will.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Raindrops run over me. to let your life go by. Lay your body down. Time to feel this right. Come with me now. I wanna see your light.
Come on and search for my love.
Listening to Rendezvous with Reza. I am Reza. It's 6 minutes before the end of the show, so I'm just gonna leave you with one more song. For those who care, that was Paul Sabin with Siren, and before that, Kate Miller with Fortify. And I'll leave you with Crooked Colors and Flow. Have a good night, everybody. Tune in next week. Or don't.
Took off from paradise.
Kakite.
I landed in the jungle. And I spent the whole time lost in the clouds. I lost my body in the summer storm. Somewhere over the ocean.
Random, lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews. Tune in Monday between 7 p.m. ish and 8:30 p.m. ish. Replayed on Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglen Community Radio.
ReglenRadio.com.